it wasn't all that. Despite the above, keep in mind that the majority of society in Renaissance Italy was still uneducated and still lower class. The humanist education system was not public. It was open to the merchants and then the artists and writers and others who worked for them. Also keep in mind that it was mostly Renaissance men. A Renaissance woman's primary job was still considered childbearing and child raising. Now that would remain the case for most women until the 20th century. For that matter, that remains the case for some women even today. If the Renaissance woman could educate herself in subjects, that might make herself more appealing to a potential Renaissance man husband. However, after marriage, her place was considered to be the home. That being written, the Renaissance men did open the door for greater numbers of people in all levels of society to realize their potential. Let's see how they did it in the next section.